chapter 14 and verse 16. John chapter 14 and verse 16. I said yesterday that I had always heard that there are two types of preaching, expository preaching and topical preaching. But then I heard that Brother Allison was going to be preaching tonight, and so I changed that. There's expository preaching, there's topical preaching, and then there's tropical preaching. And so I'm going to be the calm before the storm tonight, all right? I'm going to be the calm before the storm, and I won't be long, and I will make sure. I know all of you are tired. Many of you probably came straight from work, and so I'll make sure that I get up and I get down and you have a chance to have your heart open and ready for Pastor Allison. As you're seated there, I'd like for you to follow along with me in John chapter 14 and beginning at verse 16. Here the Bible records, "And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him. For He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Jump down, if you would, John 14 and verse 25. Now looking at verse 25. "These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The setting here for this teaching by Jesus on the Holy Spirit is given in the upper room in Jerusalem. Jesus is in the upper room and He's spending His last hours with His apostles before His death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus is covering the major topics that they need to grasp before His death. He is filling them with the truths that will help them through their upcoming trials that they will face. And the greatest help that these believers will receive is the very presence of God in the person of the Holy Spirit. One of the ministries of the Holy Spirit is to comfort the born-again believer. Webster defines comfort as relief from pain, relief from uneasiness of the body. Comfort is an ease and quietness of mind when worried. Comfort is that which gives you and I strength and support in distress, difficulty, danger, and even infirmity. And the way that God offers that comfort to the child of God is through the person and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Now, whenever we talk about the Christian life is not the absence of pain, struggle, or tragedy, but it is the comfort that God gives through the Holy Spirit to help strengthen us and support us while we fulfill God's purpose for our lives. In verse 16 of John 14, there is the promise of the Holy Spirit. "And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter." When Jesus Christ physically left the apostles, He promised them a replacement, And this is the Holy Spirit who is referred to in our text as the Comforter. And that word Comforter there is, it refers to someone who runs to our side to pick us up. And then we see in verse 17, the people of the Holy Spirit. The people that were designated by Christ as being the recipients of the Holy Spirit are born again believers. The Holy Spirit indwells you and I if you have received Christ as Savior. As a born again believer, you did more than just receive Christ as Savior. You receive the very person and the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Jesus says in verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I see not only the people, I see in verse 18, the provision of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit provides the born-again comfort as a relief from the uncertainties of life during the distresses of life. That comfort that only God can give, that gives us an ease and a quietness of mind when you and I are distressed, a comfort that gives us strength and support in times of difficulty, in times of danger or infirmity. You and I, and if you have been saved for any length of time, you understand that the Christian life is not lived in the absence of what we consider trouble, trauma, or tragedy. But the Holy Spirit comforts you and I as born-again believers as we live to please God and fulfill His purpose in our lives. And God offers that to the child of God through the person of the Holy Spirit. And verse 18 reads, I will not leave you comfortless. Comfortless there is almost a reference like we are orphans. God does not leave you and I alone. When Jesus left, He doesn't leave the born-again believer alone, helpless, and without care. He provides that to you and I through the Holy Spirit. Now, sadly, tragically, many born-again believers will go through life without experiencing the comfort that is available to them because they ignore or they neglect the Holy Spirit of God, or they do not utilize the tools that He uses to give you and I comfort. I say tonight, allow the Holy Spirit to serve as your comforter. Webster's dictionary says that these two words, comfort foods. Webster's dictionary says that comfort foods, those words were first used in 1977. He says that comfort food is something that you eat that provides a nostalgic or sentimental feeling to the person eating it. They tell us that comfort foods are said to relieve negative psychological effects and they increase positive feelings. Probably you've heard of, and you might not have known, probably the classic comfort food that is true across various peoples and cultures. There it is. chicken noodle soup. That is a classic comfort food. Boy, I tell you what, who hasn't been having a hard day and a difficult time, and mom or grandma said, you know what you need? And they pulled out this classic comfort food, chicken noodle soup, a comfort food. I'll give you another comfort food. Oh, yeah. There it is. Now I've got your attention, right? Now I've got your attention. Dark chocolate is also a comfort food. They tell us that dark chocolate is chocked full of antioxidants. Now, my problem with dark chocolate as a comfort food is that I eat so much of this comfort food that I now am guilty. I feel guilty about my weight, about eating this comfort food here. Now, here's what I want to say tonight. Don't miss me. I am not saying that there are benefits to eating healthy. Listen tonight. Comfort foods will never provide the comfort that the Holy Spirit wants to give to the child of God. As born-again believers, we must allow the Holy Spirit to comfort us, to ease and quiet our minds whenever we are troubled, and allow the Holy Spirit to give us strength and support during those times of difficulty and disease. The Holy Spirit wants to help you during your dark and difficult days. May I say tonight, I'm happy that you can enjoy a hot cup of chicken noodle soup. I'm glad that you can break off some dark chocolate. But may I say tonight, that will never do what the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. I don't know how someone who has never received Christ as Savior makes it in life. Because there have been those difficult times in my life where I have experienced the grace that can only come from God, and that peace and that comfort that comes by the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit in my life. Now, what does the Holy Spirit use to offer this comfort that we're seeing here? I'd like for you to use your Bible tonight and let's look at some tools that the Holy Spirit uses to bring us comfort. Will you take your Bible? Look with me at Romans chapter 15 and verse number 4. Romans 15 and verse number 4. Here the Bible records, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. I want to say tonight, number one, the Holy Spirit provides comfort through the Scriptures. One of the tools that the Holy Spirit uses to ease and quiet our minds when we're troubled and to give us strength and support in difficulty and disease is the Bible. I want you to understand, when you and I neglect to read our Bibles during those dark and difficult days, we're robbing ourselves of an opportunity to receive the comfort from the Holy Spirit. And unfortunately, most Christians neglect their Bible reading during those times when they need the strength of our Comforter. Psalm 119, verse 49 and 50. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. How important it is for you and I to allow the Holy Spirit to use the Word of God to comfort us in our times of affliction. I say number two, the Holy Spirit provides comfort through the local church. Would you turn with me to Acts chapter 9? Acts chapter number 9 and verse 31. Acts 9 and verse 31. Here the Bible reads, "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied." Did you notice that phrase, "and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost"? I wonder tonight how many times the Holy Spirit of God was trying to comfort you in your time of need, but you didn't think you could go to church while you were struggling with the news from your doctor or the heartache from your family situation. One of the heartaches whenever I served as pastor for 13 years was to see someone in our church family who was definitely and seriously going through a difficult time. And for me to receive a phone call that would go something like this: "Preacher, you know the difficult time that we're going through in our life. Preacher, if you'll pray for us, when we get through this, we'll get back in church." Can I say tonight, church family, those times whenever you think there is no way I can go to church because of what I'm facing in my family, the news that I received from the doctor, those times when you think there's no way I can go to church, those are the times when you better make sure you're in church. Because one of the ways that God will offer you through the Holy Spirit the comfort that you so desperately need is the local church. Many people sit out of church at the very times when they need the Holy Spirit to minister grace, strength, and comfort in their lives. The Bible, the local church are instruments in the hands of the Holy Spirit to comfort you. Jesus has not left us as orphans. And if you and I are not experiencing this comfort that He has promised, then we must not be availing ourselves to those things that the Holy Spirit uses to bring us comfort. I say number three, the Holy Spirit provides comfort through preaching. Take your Bible, if you would, and turn with me to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 40, beginning at verse 1. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The Jewish captives here in Babylon, they would need hope and comfort because of the chastening hand of God on their lives because of their sin. and the instrument through which God is going to administer comfort is through the preaching of Isaiah. He says you're going to get comfort through preaching. Far too many of us do not realize the importance of preaching. It's something that many of God's people think they can go without when they're robbing themselves of an opportunity to be strengthened and blessed by the Holy Spirit of God. You and I, as born-again believers, we must acquire an appetite for biblical preaching. And you and I, let's not settle for just one sermon a week. Let's take advantage of every opportunity to hear a Spirit-filled preacher proclaim the Word of God. May I say, that sermon that you decide to skip might be that dose of comfort that you desperately need. I say, number four, the Holy Spirit provides comfort through other Christians. Through other Christians. Take your Bible again. Look with me, if you would. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 19. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 19. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. One of the blessings of being a member of a local church like your church here is the comfort that you and I receive from the unselfish people of church. There have been times, I know I'm a preacher, but there have been times whenever I have said to my wife, when it was time to prepare for church, honey, I'm not going tonight. You go without me. And she looked at me and said, honey, you don't understand. You have to go to church tonight. You're the preacher, right? Said, you're right. But there have been times when it was a long day at work for me, and I was facing a difficulty or bad news, or received a text or a phone call, and my heart was heavy, and I said, I just don't want to go to church tonight. And I went to church, and I limped into church. But I tell you what, there were people in church that saw me, and maybe it was just a handshake, maybe it was an encouraging word, and then God used the preaching of the Word of God and just being under that Spirit-filled preaching. And whenever I left church that night, I said to my wife, man, I'm glad I went to church tonight. Now, I'm telling you, if you have been saved for any length of time, that has happened to you. Can I tell you, some of the most miserable church members... are church members who come to church with the attitude, well, hope the pastor will bless me today. Go ahead, preacher. Those are some of the most miserable Christians. But I'll tell you what, you find a Christian who has an attitude that says, you know what? I'm going to go to church today, not so that I can receive a blessing, so that I can be a blessing. And they come to church and they're looking for someone like me who limped in. And it's an encouraging word. It's a squeeze of the shoulder. It's a kind note. And boy, there is something about a Christian who comes to church and they said, I'm going to look for somebody who has a need, and I'm going to ask God to help me to meet that need. I'm going to find someone who's struggling, and I'm going to be an encouragement to the discouraged. Boy, if the Holy Spirit could use you in a church service, you could do it. Whenever you come to church, don't come to church saying, I want to be blessed. You come to church saying, I want to be a blessing. And can I tell you, you'll never go away sad and unfulfilled. You want to know why? No matter how much we smile, and no matter how fancy we dress, every one of us is carrying a burden. Every one of us needs an encouraging word. I was youth pastor for 7 years at a large church in outside of Dallas, Texas. It was a large church, and at that time, we would hear announcements like you hear. They get up and they'll make an announcement from the bulletin, prayer request. You've heard them. We would hear these prayer requests and pray for John and Susie. They experienced a miscarriage, and just kind of go on. And you know what I'm doing? I'm flicking through my Bible, not paying attention. And then my wife and I, we miscarried 4 times. Mother's Day. All of the mothers stand. And my wife is sitting there crying. Whenever my wife and I, we experienced those 4 miscarriages, now, whenever the prayer request was given, pray for John and Susie, they experienced a miscarriage. My wife and I, we both perked up. You know what we said? We're going to help them. We're going to help them. And you know, guys, we don't need to say much. When we go deer hunting, we go on opposite end of the field, never talk to each other. Whenever it gets dark, we get back and you know what we say? Boy, this was a good time. Let's do it again next year, right? Never say anything to one another. You know, I can be an encouragement. Appreciate you. See that? Doesn't cost me anything. You experienced a lady, you experienced that miscarriage, you understand the hurt. And you give that lady a hug and you said, been there, I understand, but God's grace is real. Wow. Can you imagine what could happen in this church? If you've experienced a divorce, you help those. I don't know what God has allowed you to go through, but whatever you are going through or you have gone through, somebody in this church will be going through that. And the Holy Spirit wants to use you to help your experience to help them. Boy, I don't know if this church could contain everyone. When people in this community would find out, you go to that church and they're going to be a help and a blessing. Individuals that can be used as an instrument of comfort. You and I, we're indwelt by the same Holy Spirit. Let's encourage one another. All I'm saying tonight is this. As a Christian, as a born-again believer, why would we go through life settling for chicken noodle soup and dark chocolate when we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God? I'm saying tonight, whatever you are facing, allow the Holy Spirit to comfort you during these difficult days. And if you have experienced God's grace and comfort, share that with someone who is going through a difficult time. I don't want to live on chicken noodle soup and dark chocolate. I want to experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit, not only to comfort me, but to ask the Holy Spirit of God to work through me so that I can be a blessing to others. Let's stand together. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. Holy Spirit of God, you might be one of the most neglected persons in the Christian life. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would alert our minds tonight. I pray that you would put a yellow sticky note in our mind. So those times when we want to turn to something human and temporal, like chicken noodle soup or dark chocolate, may we be reminded you want to comfort us during these days. And may each of us avail ourselves to those tools that you use to comfort Christians. Work in our hearts, even yet, as we wait and hear what you have for us from the preacher. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen.